好感謝我哋嘅主，我哋又嚟到佢嘅面前。
So grateful that the Lord has brought us once again before His presence.
啊，今朝早要同弟兄姊妹翻去聖經裏邊嘅第一卷《創世記》嘅裏邊嚟睇一個人嘅經歷。
This morning we'd like for brothers and sisters to go back to the first book of the Bible, and for us to look into the experience of one specific character in the Bible.
啊，請我哋打開第詩篇第28篇。
Let's turn to
創世記第28章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
創世記第28章，由第10節開始。
We'll begin reading verse 10. So Genesis chapter 28, verse 10.
雅各出了別士巴，向哈拿走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你祖阿伯拉罕的神，也是雅各以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不撇弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Beginning reading verse 10, then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants shall also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly, our beloved Lord, we praise and thank you.
主啊，我哋再一次嘅嚟到你嘅面前。
Once again, we come before your presence.
主啊，愿你今日向我哋说话。
May you speak with us this day.
主啊，将我哋嘅心嚟矫正过嚟。
That you will correct our hearts.
哦，主啊，唔单止叫我哋看见你，遇见你。
That not only will we encounter you.
主啊，并且你要遇见我哋。
But that you see us.
我哋将你嘅话喺度读过嘅时候。
After we have finished reading your words.
主啊，你真系喺我哋灵嘅里边向我哋说话。
Truly, you speak to us in the spirit.
叫我哋唔单止懂得知道你讲嘅说话。
But may we not only know of what you speak.
并且我哋活出主你要向我哋讲嘅说话。
But let us also be able to live out the very words that you have spoken to us.
主啊，求主你藉着圣灵，主啊，厚厚嘅赏赐俾我哋。
May you grant it to us by the Spirit.
并且显明你嘅同在。
And to manifest your very presence.
多谢我哋主，奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
剛才我們讀過一段的聖經。
In the passage that we just read,
我們看到雅各是這一章的聖經的主角。
Jacob is the principal character of this particular passage.
雅各是亞伯拉罕的孫。
Now Jacob, of course, is the grandchild, grandson of Abraham.
是以撒的第二個仔。
Is the second son of Isaac.
一個很有歷史的一個人物
Someone who has a strong historical recording.
啊，亦都喺一个咁样嘅神嘅纪念嘅家庭嘅里边嚟出嚟。
And he is someone who has come forth from a family that is greatly remembered by God.
啊，似乎应该系喺家里边喺屋企嚟到享福咁样嘅。
Now he is someone who we would rightfully think would be greatly blessed and be able to enjoy his family life.
但系当我哋读二十八章嘅时候
，But when we read chapter
28, 呢一位少爷啦吓
，this particular prince of his home，
佢正系喺逃亡嘅路上边。
He was actually on the run，
因为佢喺家中嘅时候做咗一啲唔应该做嘅事情。
Because of something that he had done that he should not have done while he was at home。
首先咧，佢系呃咗佢哥哥嗰个长子嘅名分。
First, he stole the birthright from his older brother。
然后咧就冒认哥哥去呃咗父亲要俾哥哥嘅嗰个大儿子嘅嗰个嘅祝福。
And then deceived both his deceived his father and stole essentially the blessing of being the firstborn of the family。
佢哥哥知道之后非常嘅愤怒。
Now after his older brother found out what he had done, his older brother was extremely angered。
发誓咧要将佢杀咗先至可以烧咗呢啖气。
And in fact resolved out loud that he will not be satisfied until he was able to kill his younger brother。
因此咧，佢开始逃亡，离开屋企。
And that's the reason, that's the impetus for him to become a fugitive. He ran away from home.
嗱，头先讲嗰啲佢点样呃个哥哥，点样欺骗个父亲嗰啲内容咧，喺二十八章、二十五章、二十七章咁样。
And so the historical recordings of how Jacob actually deceived his brother, stole the birthright, and also how he stole the blessing are all recorded in Genesis 25 and 27.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋今日睇报，打开报纸嚟睇，或者听新闻嘅时候，听到一啲咁样屋企嘅家庭里边有啲嘅啊咁样嘅事情发生嘅时候
，Now if we were to transpose that to today's time and we heard of this type of event happening in a family，
咁我哋话呢个只不过系一个新闻
，We would just consider another news item。
但系今日一件咁样嘅事情记载喺圣经嘅里头。
But here today, though, this event is recorded for us in the Bible.
咁呢个就唔系新闻嚟。
Then is no we should no longer just label it as being a news item.
而系神嘅话嘅实在。
But it is the reality or the of God's word, the truth of God's word.
啊，点解神会将呢啲事情记录落嚟呢
？So then the question is, why would God record such an incident?
因为呢个都唔造就人嘅。
Because this doesn't elevate anyone to any lofty status.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要记得。
But we have to remember, brothers and sisters.
圣经里边嘅说话。
The words contained in the Bible.
绝对唔系无缘无故嘅。
Is not there recorded by as an incident or incidentally or it's not accident.
亦都唔系咧记咗落嚟俾我哋娱乐一下嘅。
Nor is it recorded for our amusement.
原来圣经话记载喺圣经嘅里边。喺嗰度发表神嘅心意。
But rather the words of the Bible are there to reflect and to display the heart of God.
要我哋知道神允许一啲咁样我哋都觉得哎呀唔准确嘅唔好嘅事情发生喺个家庭嘅里边，究竟系为咗乜嘢咧
？For us to understand and see why God would permit for the recording of this type of history of a family, something that we ourselves would consider to be uncomely.
其中属灵嘅意义有冇呢？啊，属灵嘅意思系乜嘢呢？咁样。
Is there a spiritual meaning? Is there some spiritual lesson that's for us to be learned here?
弟兄姊妹，原来神将呢啲嘅事记录落嚟。
God records such incidences.
或者话神记录嘅话嘅里头
，in the words that are recorded by God.
冇错，系有啲嘅系原则。
Perhaps some are by principle.
有些是一些事情的过程.
Some are the event as is recorded as happening.
但是无论如何, 当我们读神的话的时候,
but no matter what, when we do read the Word of God,
神是让我们读经的人去领会神的心意.
It is intended for us who are reading the Word of God to come to an understanding of the heart of God.
当他记载一些事情的时候,
whenever something is recorded,
也是叫我们去明白他要做什么.
It is meant for us to come to an understanding of what God is doing.
还有我们应该有的一个态度.
And for us to come to have the proper attitude.
那如果我们看 28章以前或者之后那些圣经, 我们就发觉到雅各是一个唯利是图的人.
For whether you we look into the passages from Genesis prior to this passage in 28 or going forward in Genesis, you see and you can actually label Jacob as being someone who chases after wealth.
Yeah. 他只要神的祝福, 而不要神.
That he would rather have God's blessing instead of having God.
但是神却要拣选他.
But nevertheless, God chose him.
为了要使这个人后来能够转变过来，作为一个神的见证人.
In order for us to see how this individual will eventually change into someone who reveres and honors God. And how God will gain this individual to be someone who will be a worshiper of God. And so in the selection of Jacob, is not based on the fact that his grandfather was Abraham.
亦不因为他是以撒的儿子,
nor is it based on the fact that he was Isaac's son.
而是完全是神的恩典.
His selection by God is totally based on the grace of God.
正如你我今天一样,
just as it is for you and me today.
神的恩典临到我们,
the grace of God comes upon each one of us.
让我们能够认识他,
in order for us to come to know him.
不是因为我们懂得,
but none of it is because we knew how to find God.
也不是因为我们曾经做过什么好事,
nor is it dependent upon whatever task or works that we have done for him.
也是完全是神的恩典.
But it's totally based on grace.
所以彼得前书2章第9节那里就说,
that's why in First Peter chapter 2,
他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类,
for you were you were a chosen race.
是君尊的祭司,
you were a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度, 属神的子民,
a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
当我们被拣选之后,
now, after we have been chosen,
神有个心意在我们的身上,
God then has an intent for each one of us.
所以下面跟着就说, 要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙,
that's why in that same verse it follows by saying that so that you may proclaim his excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So in the same way that God had chosen Jacob in his time, today God has chosen us in Christ.
雅各是怎样被神来管教?
So in the manner by which Jacob was trained and taught by God during his time,
今天同样的,
in a similar way, God also wishes to train and teach us today.
为着要叫我们可以藉着主耶稣基督宣扬那个照我们出黑暗,
for the purpose that we might be those individuals who will be able to proclaim the excellencies of him who has brought us out from the kingdom of darkness and into his marvelous light.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我哋读雅各嘅事迹嘅时候，
So when we read the historical account of Jacob,
千万我哋唔好当佢系小说嚟睇。
Do not think of it as just reading a novel.
呢个嘢唔系一段嘅新闻。
It is not a news item.
因为佢嘅故事正系你我嘅故事。
Because his story is the story for, of you and of me.
因为佢嘅经历亦系我哋嘅经历。
His experience is also our experience.
喺圣经嘅里边记载到雅各。
In the Bible, it records Jacob.
从人嘅角度嚟睇，呢个人系唔要得嘅。
From the from a strictly from a human standpoint, he is despicable.
但系从神嘅角度呢？
But from God's perspective,
我哋记得喺罗马书9章13节嗰度就话，
In Romans chapter 9 verse 13 it tells us,
佢话雅各系我所爱嘅。
God specifically says that Jacob I love.
雅各系我所爱。
It is Jacob that I love.
你话咁嘅人。 雅各都爱,
so we look and say, this type of person is the type of person that God would love?
是,
yes.
不单止在罗马书这样说,
it doesn't just record that once in Romans.
希伯来书第12章第6节,
in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6,
神说, 因为主所爱的,他必定管教,又鞭打凡收纳的儿子。
It says, for whom he loves, he disciplines, the Lord disciplines. And he scourges every son that he receives.
神爱我们,
God loves us.
但他还要管教我们,
but he will discipline us.
启示录亦都是这样讲,
Revelation tells us the same thing.
我所痛爱的,
whoever I love,
我就责备管教他,
I will reprove and discipline.
所以雅各被神来到拣选上,
so the fact that Jacob was chosen by God,
神就要管教他,
it means that then God will discipline him.
这个管教中文是用管教，给我们觉得有些惩罚的意思在这里。
In the sense that, in the word of discipline, it seems that there is punitive, it's of a punitive nature.
不过管教这个字,
but discipline, this word by itself,
实在是有锻炼的意思。
It means training.
或者中文有多个训练的意思。
It's to train.
为什么要训练呢? 为什么要锻炼呢?
Why is there a need to train?
就是使我们更加合乎主耶稣所用。
It's so that we become more suitable for the Lord's use.
所以在希伯来书12章第10节又说，万灵的父管教我们的目的是要叫我们得着益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。In
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 it tells us that discipline for us is for a very short time and that is best for them. But he disciplines us for our own good that we may share in his holiness.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们看到这个管教或者是锻炼的时候，
so when we think about training or when we think about discipline,
这是一个过程来的,
we realize that it is a process.
为着将来有一个目的,
because ultimately a goal will be met.
因为在我们里面有些不准确的东西,
because there exists in us certain things that are not quite right.
所以就要经过一些训练或者经过一些操练。
So it requires for us to go through the process of training, go through the process of learning.
要将那些不准确的, 无论是动作、心思、意念好除去。
In order for that which is not right, whether it's our thoughts, whether what's in our hearts, or whether it's action that we take,
使我们能够更加准确。
That they may be removed and be so that our heart or mind or our action may be more appropriate.
你知道金, 怎样可以成为精金呢?
So how do you know how gold is made into fine gold?
就是将这个本来是金的这个物质来炼，再来烧，再来打磨，然后将它里面的杂质拎走。
It is for gold to undergo a process, undergo a heating process in order to for the dross to be burnt away.
喺我哋中間有好多嘅弟兄姊妹都學彈琴。
Now there are so many brothers and sisters in our midst who are learning to play the piano.
特別有幾位小姊妹。
In particular, there's several younger sisters in the Lord.
佢哋願意咧喺彈詩琴呢件事情上面嚟服侍主。
And so they have a heart and they have an intent to be able to serve the Lord through the playing of the piano, through their music.
所以咧，我就要求佢哋，你哋每一個星期、每一天都要練習你嘅琴。
So I encourage them that they practice each and every day.
唔單止咧，要鍛鍊你嘅琴技，鍛鍊你嘅音樂嘅節拍。
Not only to finally attune your ear to the music, finally attune how the skill to manipulate the keys.
仲要訓練你喺態度上邊要接受管教。
But also to train up your attitudes so that you're able and willing to undergo discipline.
因為你坐喺嗰度嘅時候，唔係喺嗰度表演你自己喺度表演。
Because when you're sitting there and playing the piano, it is not a time of a performance. It's not time for you to perform.
乃係與眾聖徒一同嘅敬拜。
But rather that you are of one with the saints who are seated around you to come together and to worship.
我話你一定每一日都要練嘅。
So that means that it requires for you to be disciplined to practice each and every day.
有個姊妹就話：哎呀，咁嚴㗎你。
And there was a sister that spoke up and says, "Boy, that's really strict."
中國我哋中國人有句説話叫做"玉不琢不成器."
So there's a Chinese idiom that says that a jade that's not cut or a jade that's not formed,
yeah, cannot make without being cut or polished.
Cannot without being cut or polished.
It cannot
become a proper vessel.
Yeah. 即係話我哋喺 訓練或者係鍛鍊嘅呢件嘅事情上邊。
So it means that in the process of training,
無論乜嘢嘅事情，我哋都係有一個目的嘅。
No matter what that task happens to be, there is a purpose for it.
嗰個目的就係要彰顯喺裏邊嗰個最好。
The purpose, of course, is to ultimately display the best that is in you.
雅各被神揀選。
Jacob was chosen by God.
當神揀選佢嘅時候，係喺家嘅裏邊。
When he was chosen by God, he was still living in his home.
但當佢接受鍛鍊嘅時候，
But when was he trained?
係佢離開屋企嘅時候。
It was not until he left his home.
佢離開屋企喺媽媽嘅心目中。
Now, upon what was in the heart of his mother upon his leaving home?
係要保護佢免受哥哥嘅追殺。
The mother had intended for him to run away in order for him to escape the murderous thoughts of his older brother.
因為哥哥真係話， 我真係要殺咗佢啦！佢咁抵死。
Because his brother, older brother, had explicitly stated that he was planning to kill him.
所以媽媽就話：，喂，你快啲走啦！
And that's why the mom was so much in a hurry to get him to move out of the house so that he will not be killed.
同樣嘅，雅各嘅離開屋企喺個父親嘅眼中。
What about his father? What about Isaac? What was in his mind with regards to Jacob leaving?
係因為佢爸爸想佢去承受神向亞伯拉罕嘅祝福。
It was with the full intent that this individual might be the vessel by which God's blessing that was promised through Abraham would be seen and fulfilled.
因為佢個爸爸知道，如果雅各喺當地娶咗迦南嘅 嘅女子为妻嘅话呢？
Because his father knew that if Jacob remained where he was more than likely to marry one of the Canaanite women that were around them.
而呢啲迦南女子系神所唔喜悦嘅。
And the Canaanites in general were not acceptable before God's sight.
如果佢真系娶咗迦南嘅女子为妻，神嘅祝福就好难临到佢啦。
And if he truly was to marry one of the Canaanite women, then the blessings of God would be very would not likely come through him.
所以父亲就话：你快啲走。
And that's why the father was more than willing to have him move away from home.
你去巴旦亚兰。
Go to Padan Aram.
去嗰度娶一个妻。
Go there and find a wife there.
让神嘅祝福可以临到。
In order for God's blessing to come upon you there.
我哋头先咪讲过话，雅各系神所拣选嘅咩？
We have stated again and again that Jacob was chosen by God.
所以喺父亲母亲嘅心里边，你出去系有佢哋嗰个原因。
So we see that whether it's from the mother's perspective or from the father's perspective, there was an ulterior motive there for Jacob to leave home.
但雅各系既然系神所拣选嘅。
But since Jacob was chosen by God,
负责管教佢或者负责锻炼佢嘅应该系神。
The one who was responsible for training him with the proper type of training and giving him the proper type of learning is God himself.
刚才我们也讲过，当他的训练是从他离开家前开始。
Earlier we stated that his training did not begin until he left his home.
因此我们又相信，有理由相信在第十章十节这里所讲的，他要离开屋企走向向巴兰那个地方去，是神要他去的。
And that's why we are very fully assured that just as it says in verse 10 that Jacob has to depart from Beersheba and go to Haran, that this was intended by God.
神用咁样嘅方法带佢进入到去锻炼嘅里边。
And this was the means by which God will bring Jacob fully into training or discipline.
就是带他去到一个新的环境。
It is to bring him first into a new environment.
在没其他的人的影响的底下。
An environment that is not influenced by any other individual.
在他单独的来到面见神的时候。
That when there, on his own, he comes to encounter the Lord.
在那里来到训练他。
That is then that the training can happen.
为要叫他以后更加的合乎主用。
It is so that he will come forth from that training being more suitable to be used by God.
所以这个是里面属灵的意思。
So this is now the spiritual reason.
这个就是今天神为什么记载这段话的原因。
This is also the reason why God records this particular passage as he did.
我会遇到一些的问题。
I've been encountered or entertained certain questions about this.
我们会遇见一些的 problem.
We will encounter certain questions or problems.
用人的眼光来到看的时候，为什么会这样？或者你分析的时候，可能会说，因为这个，因为那个，因为那个。
So we look at a particular incident and we think, well, why did it happen? And then we would have our interpretations or speculations. Oh, this is the reason why, this is the reason why.
但是你不知道，当神拣选我们的时候。
But unbeknownst to us, when God chose us,
是神负责来到操练我们的。
He bore the sole responsibility to be the one to train us.
所以我们的路。
So that means that the path that we take
是神所定的。
Is a path that God establishes for us.
我的孙女，她今个学期开始上幼稚园。
My granddaughter is beginning kindergarten this year.
咁啊，原来咧呢个幼稚园上课嘅时间只系得半日嘅。
Now kindergarten is only half a day.
咁佢中午就放学噶咯噃。
That means that she is let out of kindergarten at 12 noon.
但在那个时候父母还在上班。
But at that particular time, both of her parents are still at work.
所以没人会接到她。
So no one would be able to go and bring her home from school.
所以父母的安排就是等她 留喺另外一啲嘅課外活動嘅中心嘅裏邊嚟到學一啲嘅課外嘅功課。
So her parents fully intended then for her to stay at school and to be in after-school care, for there to be able to learn other things and be involved with other extracurricular activities.
不過問題呢？
But the question, but the problem arose.
就係嗰個課外活動嗰個中心同佢本來間學校咧，要隔幾條街口嘅。
The place, the actual place where after-school care was to be to take place, is separated from her actual classroom where her kindergarten is by several blocks.
所以父母喺度等候睇揾人睇有冇機會揾人去接佢送佢咁樣。
So the parents was waiting, hoping.For there to be someone that they can, that would step up to be able to help them to be able to bring their child from kindergarten class to the after school care.
啊，但係成個暑假過去，好似主又冇為佢哋預備。
But throughout the whole summer they waited, but there seemed to have been no answer.
咁只有順服喺神嘅面前。
So all they can really do was really submit, before the Lord.
咁順服喺主面前嘅意思就係話。佢十二點放學之後，要行路行兩三個街口，從啲幼稚園去到嗰個活動中心。
What does that mean? Submit to before the Lord. It meant that the daughter was going to have to walk from kindergarten class those several blocks to after-school care.
咁你話行路有咩出奇啫
？So you might think, what's the big deal? It's just walking.
但你要一個四歲嘅細蚊仔自己行喺街上邊喎。
But she's four, and now she has to walk on her own.
咁呢個做父母嘅就唔係幾放心啦，係嘛
？Of course, for the parents are not willing to or worried about that.
咁啊，做外公嘅都唔係幾放心嘅。
And for me, as a grandfather, of course, I worry about that too.
不過，當我哋翻到去喺屬靈嘅學習嘅上邊
，But when we come to a spiritual lessons.
咁我哋就有唔同嘅態度嚟到對呢件事情。
Then it instills into us a different attitude and perspective in regards to this one particular matter.
因為喺腓立比書四章第六節，佢哋話應當一無掛慮，只要凡事藉著禱告祈求和感謝，將你哋嘅告訴神，神所賜人出意外啊。出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀和意念。
Because the Philippians tells us to be anxious for nothing, but by, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
当然这件事情叫父母学习功课。
Now, in terms of this particular matter,It requires for the parents to learn a particular lesson.
但同樣呢件事情叫呢個細蚊仔。
But at the same time, it also requires for that child
有啲嘅操練
to be trained.
因為第一，佢唔係隨街咁樣去遊蕩。
On the one hand, she can't just run wild in the streets.
而是從一個學習的環境去到另外一個學習的環境。
Rather, she must go from one environment of learning to the second environment where she's supposed to.
而且要佢走一段嘅路。
And she must travel this particular path.
實在係對佢嚟講係一個鍛鍊。
For her, it is actually a training.
要佢更有見識。
So that she might come to be more aware.
更加嘅堅強。
To be more bold.
或者更有勇氣嚟到面對前邊嘅人生。
To be able to face whatever things might come in her way as she grows。
喺我哋中間亦都有好多嘅弟兄姊妹，青年嘅弟兄姊妹。
There are many young people in our midst。
我哋今年有四位弟兄姊妹要上大學。
There are four specifically who have graduated from high school and this year will start their college careers。
有四位咧，由中學去。上去高中啦，初中去到高中。
There are four who have graduated from junior high or middle school and are now moving on to high school.
啊，亦都有弟兄姊妹開始揾工作。
There are those individuals who have graduated from school completely and are now looking for a job.
更加有啲係改換佢嘅職業。
There are those who are transitioning in between jobs.
在这些环境的转变里头,
so even as these environments change,
譬如说到上大学的年轻人,
so let's say, for example, those individuals who are entering into college,
他们的理想是什么呢?
What do you think is going on through their minds?
就是他们可以进入一间他们喜欢的学校,
that they can enter or gain entrance into a school that of their choice.
对父母对这些儿女他的指望是什么呢?
What is the thought or mind of the parents towards those who are graduating?
那是希望他们在学校里面能够学业有成，能够成长起上来。
The parents, of course, want their college-bound children to be able to excel and to be able to gain what is the knowledge that's necessary to succeed.
或者还有其他的原因，不过我就是最基本的，大家都是这样想。
There are other reasons, obviously, but these are just the basic things that I've just alluded to.
或者你今天想找一份工作，为什么你要从这里去到那里呢？是因为你想有多些人工啊。
Or for those who are transitioning between jobs, why do you want another job? Is to get a job that pays a higher wage.
或者是更高的职位这样。
Or in a, with a promotional type of situation where you want greater experience.
但无论如何,
but no matter what the reason
在环境上面有改变的时候,
whenever the environments change,
我们的心思也都有改变,
then that means that we also have a change in our mental outlook.
但无论如何,
but no matter what,
你的出去, 你离开一个地方, 去到另外一个地方, 你是有目的的,
there is a purpose for you to go from one place to another.
属灵的角度来看,
from a spiritual standpoint,
神容许你有这样的改变,
God permitted for you to have this change.
那是愿意我们都能够进入到去另外一个锻炼的里面。
But it's with a full intent for you to enter into another stage of training.
锻炼你什么?
But training to for what?
锻炼你更加像主。
To train you so that you become more like the Lord.
更合乎主用。
So that you become more suitable for the Lord's use.
这个是神的目的,
this is God's intent.
如果我们今天只是觉得我想赚多些钱,
if for you, you were just satisfied to say, I just want to make more money.
这个是我们的意思,
that's only your heart desire. That's not what God intends.
如果你只是想着我去那间学校，因为我喜欢那个校舍啊。
If you think, oh, I want to go to that college because I like that environment.
但姐妹你知道, 一间好的校舍, 一间靓的课室, 不会比你属灵有长进。
No matter how well-respected that university, no matter how beautiful the environment around you, it does not add anything to your spiritual growth.
只要你里面有改变,
what is needed is a change from your heart.
然后我们那个被训练才是成功。
Only if we have that change in our mindset will then our training be successful.
我刚才说过雅各是一个不要得的人，他而且又是一个娇生惯养的人。
So we have said earlier that Jacob was despicable, not someone that we would esteem.
在外面来看是乖乖仔来的。
Now, outwardly, he seems pretty obedient.
但是里面却不是一个善良的人。
But inwardly, his heart was wicked.
Yeah. 从神的话来讲，他是非常的属肉体的人。
In fact, from a spiritual, using spiritual vocabulary, he is very cardinal.
他的名叫做歪住。
His name means to grab or to grasp.
什么都去歪的。
That means he wants to grab hold of everything.
什么都不肯放过的。
He is unwilling to let go of anything.
鬼鬼多端。
He's very sneaky.
好有心計。
That he is devious.
Yeah. 凡係冇利益自己嘅，佢都唔會做。
If that particular matter does not benefit him in any way whatsoever, he won't touch it.
佢係嗰啲咧排隊要打尖，食嘢要行頭嗰種。
He's the type who cut in line. He's the one who will be first to get the food.
咁樣嘅性情喺神嘅面前唔要得。
So that type of characteristic is unacceptable before God.
而且咁樣嘅性情係要受對付嘅。
And that type of characteristic should be changed.
呢個人唔單止佢嘅行為唔對。
For this individual, not only were his actions inappropriate.
佢整個人都唔對。
His entire being, him as a person, was inappropriate.
但係神揀選咗佢哋。
Nevertheless, though, God chose him.
神揀選佢，為著要將佢改變過嚟。
God chose him to change him.
要佢能夠彰顯到神自己。
So that he might be able to manifest the Lord himself.
所以我哋個問題唔係話神點解揀選佢而唔揀選其他。
So the question is not why did God choose him and not choose someone else.
個問題我哋應該問就係話係神點樣樣將佢改變過嚟，點樣將佢從一個咁自私嘅唯利是圖嘅人帶到去一個完全嘅一個咁樣嘅地步。
The more appropriate question is how will God change this conceited, self-centered individual into someone who is useful for God.
我哋今日冇時間講，因為下邊佢嘅歷史仲有20几年、30几年嘅時間佢去學習。
We don't have enough time today to go into in full detail because the rest of his story spans 20-30 years.
但係我要講嘅就係話，神所揀選嘅佢必定要管教。
But the only thing that I would say at this point is that whomever God chooses, he will be disciplined.
而呢个管教系有一个目的。
And that discipline is with an eye towards a specific goal.
系要将我哋改变成为更像我哋嘅主耶稣。
It is with a goal for us to be changed and for us to become more molded like Christ.
几时神喺我哋嘅身上边作工
？Whenever God begins that training in us，
几时我哋呢个天然嘅人嘅本性就要减少
？It is then that our natural inclinations must be reduced。
几时开神开嘅手喺我哋嘅身上边嚟到动工
？Whenever God's hand is at work in us。
我哋信服喺佢嘅面前，我哋几时就能够结好嘅果子
？If we submit to His hand, then quick more the process for us to be trained will pass through more quickly.
本来我要继续讲落去喺路上边嘅一啲嘅经历。
I wanted to originally intended to share a little bit more about Jacob and his experience as he was on the road.
我估我今日冇时间。
But I don't think that I'll have the time today.
我就停喺呢度。
So I'll just end here.
求主向我哋讲说话。
But may the Lord continue to speak with us.
预备我哋嘅心。
To prepare our hearts.
我哋今日信耶稣。
Today we believe in Jesus Christ.
冇错，我哋会得到永远嘅福乐。
Sure, yes, we will have eternal joy.
但唔等于我哋乜事都冇发生。
But it doesn't mean that nothing will happen to us.
唔等于我哋一啲难处都冇。
It doesn't mean that we would be able to forsake difficulties.
但系问题就系话，当我哋遇见难处嘅时候
，The question really is when we encounter difficulties.
我哋系点样样嘅咩态度嚟到对付呢件事呢
？How will you look upon that difficulty, and how will what attitude will you have in dealing with that difficulty?
神嘅目的点解要对俾我哋遇见有难处呢
？And why would God permit for us in His eternal purpose for us to be able to encounter such trials or such difficulties.
神的目的是什么呢?
What is God's purpose for me?
我可以告诉你弟兄姐妹,
I can tell you very assuredly that it is not intended for you to just encounter problems.
那是要我们更加的掌权,
but rather, it is for the purpose of us becoming more molded to be like our Lord.
求主跟我们说话。
So may the Lord continue to speak with us. Let us pray.
真爱的主，我们感谢你。
Beloved Lord, we thank you.
主啊，因为你不单止藉着雅各这个人生向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us not only through the person of Jacob,
主啊，还要用圣灵在我们里面不断地来提醒我们。
But that you will permit for the Holy Spirit to continue to remind us,
叫我们的眼睛是转过来仰望你。
For us to turn our eyes and turn it upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们看见那位生命的主。
For us to be able to see the Lord of life.
那位全地的主。
So for us to see the Almighty Lord.
是将天和地连上起来的那位主。
The Lord who is able to link together earth to heaven.
因为你的大能, 我们可以面对人生。
Because of your guidance, because of your governing, that we're able to face whatever life throws at us.
因为你的能力叫我们可以面对难处。
And because of your strength, that we're able to face whatever difficulties that might come our way.
求主祝福你自己的教会。
May our Lord bless His own church.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.